Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a person who boosted your confidence. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics that require candidates to reflect on personal experiences and relationships. One such topic that frequently appears is, describe a person who has helped you become more confident. This article will provide you with valuable insights and sample answers to help you tackle this topic effectively and achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the sample answers, let's analyze the key elements of this topic. It asks about a specific person. The focus is on how this person helped increase your confidence. You need to describe the impact this person had on you. This topic allows you to showcase your ability to describe people, explain relationships, and discuss personal growth, all crucial skills for the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you general questions about confidence and people who influence you. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you consider yourself a confident person? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I think I'm fairly confident in most situations. I feel comfortable speaking to new people and taking on challenges at work or school. Band 8-9, answer. I'd say I'm reasonably confident in various aspects of my life. While I may occasionally experience moments of self-doubt, particularly in unfamiliar situations, I generally approach challenges with a positive mindset. I'm particularly self-assured when it comes to my areas of expertise and in social interactions with both familiar faces and new acquaintances. Q. How important do you think confidence is in achieving success? Band 6-7, answer. I believe confidence is very important for success. When you believe in yourself, you're more likely to take risks and try new things, which can lead to great achievements. Band 8-9, answer. In my opinion, confidence plays a pivotal role in achieving success. It acts as a catalyst for taking calculated risks and stepping out of one's comfort zone, which are often prerequisites for significant accomplishments. A confident individual is more likely to persevere in the face of challenges and setbacks, viewing them as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. Moreover, confidence often translates into effective communication and leadership skills, which are invaluable in both personal and professional spheres. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has helped you become more confident. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what this person did to help you, and explain how this person's actions increased your confidence. Take 1 to 2 minutes to prepare your answer, then speak for 1 to 2 minutes on this topic. Sample answer, band 6-7. The person I want to talk about is my high school English teacher, Mrs. Johnson. I met her when I was 15 years old and struggling with public speaking. She noticed my difficulty and offered to help me improve. Mrs. Johnson encouraged me to participate more in class discussions. She would give me positive feedback when I spoke up, which made me feel good. She also suggested I join the debate club, which I was hesitant about at first. In the debate club, she coached me on how to structure arguments and speak clearly. She taught me breathing exercises to calm my nerves before speaking. With her guidance, I gradually became more comfortable speaking in front of others. Her actions increased my confidence because she believed in me, even when I didn't believe in myself. She provided a supportive environment where I could practice and improve without fear of judgment. Thanks to her, I overcame my fear of public speaking and became more confident in expressing my ideas. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my mentor, Dr. Sarah Thompson, who played a pivotal role in boosting my confidence during my undergraduate years. I first encountered Dr. Thompson when I enrolled in her Advanced Research Methods course in my second year of university. From the outset, Dr. Thompson demonstrated an uncanny ability to recognize potential in her students, myself included. She took me under her wing, so to speak, and began to nurture my academic interests in ways I hadn't experienced before. What set Dr. Thompson apart was her approach to mentorship. She didn't simply hand out praise. Instead, she challenged me intellectually, pushing me to question my assumptions and delve deeper into complex topics. She encouraged me to submit my research papers to academic conferences, something I would never have considered on my own. Perhaps the most significant thing Dr. Thompson did was to entrust me with real responsibility. She invited me to collaborate on one of her research projects, treating me as a peer rather than just a student. This vote of confidence was transformative for me. Dr. Thompson's actions dramatically increased my self-assurance in several ways. Firstly, her belief in my abilities helped me recognize my own potential. Secondly, by challenging me intellectually, she helped me develop critical thinking skills that made me more confident in academic discussions. Lastly, by involving me in real research, she gave me practical experience that bolstered my professional confidence. The impact of Dr. Thompson's mentorship extended far beyond the realm of academia. The confidence I gained under her guidance has permeated every aspect of my life, from my career choices to my personal relationships. Her influence serves as a constant reminder of the profound effect a mentor can have on shaping one's self-perception and future trajectory. Follow-up questions. How has this increase in confidence affected other areas of your life? Do you think it's important for everyone to have a mentor like this? What qualities do you think make a good mentor? Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think society's expectations affect people's confidence? Band 6-7, answer. I think society's expectations can have a big impact on people's confidence. If society expects too much, it can make people feel pressured and less confident. But if society is supportive, it can help boost people's confidence. Band 8-9, answer. Society's expectations can have a profound impact on individual confidence levels. On one hand, high societal standards can serve as a motivating force, pushing individuals to strive for excellence and thereby boosting their confidence when they meet these expectations. However, these same expectations can also be detrimental if they are unrealistic or overly rigid. In many cultures, we see societal expectations around appearance, career success, or personal relationships that can be overwhelming for individuals who don't fit the prescribed mold. This can lead to erosion of self-esteem and confidence. Conversely, when society promotes diversity, inclusivity, and personal growth, it can create an environment where individuals feel valued for their unique attributes. This type of societal expectation can foster confidence by encouraging people to embrace their authentic selves. Ultimately, I believe the key lies in striking a balance. Society should set expectations that challenge individuals to grow, but also recognize and celebrate the diverse paths to success and fulfillment. This approach can help build a more confident and resilient populace. Q. Do you think confidence is something that can be taught, or is it innate? Band 6-7 answer. I believe confidence can be both innate and taught. Some people are naturally more confident, but everyone can learn to be more confident through practice and experience. Learning new skills and overcoming challenges can help build confidence. Band 8-9 answer. The question of whether confidence is innate or learned is a complex one that has been debated by psychologists and educators for years. In my view, it's a combination of both, but with a significant lean towards it being a learned trait. While some individuals may have a genetic predisposition towards traits associated with confidence, such as extroversion or emotional stability, I believe that confidence itself is largely a skill that can be developed and honed over time. Consider how children develop confidence. It's through a series of positive experiences, encouragement, and gradual exposure to challenges. This suggests that confidence is something that can be cultivated given the right environment and support system. Moreover, we often see people's confidence levels fluctuate depending on the context. Someone might be extremely confident in their professional sphere, but less so in social situations, indicating that confidence is domain-specific and can be developed in different areas. That said, I do believe that some people might find it easier to build confidence due to various factors such as upbringing, personality traits, or early life experiences. However, this doesn't mean that confidence is out of reach for others. In conclusion, while there may be some innate elements that contribute to confidence, I firmly believe that it is predominantly a skill that can be learned, practiced, and mastered over time. This view is particularly empowering, as it suggests that with the right strategies and mindset, anyone can work towards becoming more confident. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, use advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples. Pivotal role, agen, crucially important. Example, my mentor played a pivotal role in shaping my career. To take under one's wing, idiom, to protect and take care of someone. Example, the experienced professor took the new researcher under her wing. To nurture, vir, to care for and encourage growth or development. Example, good teachers nurture their students' curiosity and creativity. Transformative, age, causing a major change. Example, the experience was transformative, completely changing my outlook on life. To bolster, to support or strengthen. Example, the positive feedback bolstered my confidence in my abilities. To permeate, permeate, to spread through. Example, the skills I learned in that class have permeated every aspect of my professional life. Examiner's advice, to score high in the IELTS speaking test. Use a range of vocabulary and avoid repetition. Speak fluently with minimal hesitation. Use a variety of grammatical structures accurately. Develop your answers fully, providing examples and explanations. Stay on topic and address all parts of the question. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your confidence and fluency. Remember, confidence in speaking comes with practice. The more you prepare and practice, the more confident you'll feel during the actual test. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our articles on describing a moment that changed your perspective on life and describing a time when you learned from failure. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.